This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat ended the week at 488.5. That was up a half. September wheat ended at 492.5, up 3/4. December wheat ended at 506.25, up a penny. July corn on Friday ended the week at 353.25. That was down 4.75. September corn ended at 358.75, down 4.75. December corn ended at 368.75, down 4.5. July soybeans Friday ended the week at 971.5, down 6.25. August beans 955.25, down 5.25. September beans ended at 942, and that was down 3.5. July soybean meal Friday ended the week at 323.10, down 35. August meal 316.80, down 24. September meal ended at 311.60, down 21. July soybean oil on Friday ended the week at 32.55, up 30. August oil 32.63, up 29. September oil ended at 32.71, up 30. July oats on Friday ended the week at 244, down 6.75. September oats ended at 251.75, down 7. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of Friday's cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 cents at 328 to 347. Soybean bids were mostly 6 cents lower, ranging from 953 to 976. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents lower at 333 to 349. Soybean bids down 4 to 7 cents, ranging from 964 to 978. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 5 to 7 cents at 338 to 358. Soybean bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 966 to 985. And the wheat bids were steady to a penny lower at 441 to 468. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 cents lower at 990 to 1007. Basis steady, range from 18 to 35 over July. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $335.10 to $348.10. That is $3.50 a ton lower, with basis steady on Friday at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended 5 cents lower at 350 to 364, with basis steady at 3 under to 11 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 9 cents lower at 348 to 358. Basis ended mixed, ranging from 5 under to 5 over July. Soybeans ended down 11 to 12 cents at 980 to 993, with basis 5 to 6 cents lower at 8 to 21 over July. And new crop wheat prices were 1 to 3 higher on Friday at 454 to 456, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 35 to 33 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 5 lower at 366 to 367. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 10 to 12 cents, with quotations at 1003 to 1004. Soft wheat down 2 cents at 466 to 468. And Milo ended the day 4 to 5, lower at 403 to 420. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 329 to 344. New crop soybean bids range from 886 up to 913. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 334 up to 342. New crop soybean bids at 905 to 920. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 329 up to 344. New crop soybean bids at 898 to 917. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 441 up to 468. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday. July hogs ended the week at 75.75, down 227. August hogs ended at 73.82, down 217. October hogs ended at 64.27, down 195. June cattle on Friday ended the week at 150.190, up 147. August cattle 150.67, up 132. October cattle ended at 153.25, up $1.45. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 223.42, up $1.50. September feeders 221.47, up $1.20, and October feeders ended at 219.47, up $1. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 19th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 91 cents lower in the range of $66 to $76.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $75.32. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 35, and 6 weights and up 34 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,877 head. And now for the recap from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had a special feeder cattle sale. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 284 to 315. Five weights were 265 to 269. And six weights were 235.50. to 257.50. Feeder steers, large ones and twos. Five weights were 259 to 281. Six weights were 226 to 255. Feeder heifers, feeder heifers, large ones and twos. Four weights were 275 to 307.50, five weights were 234 to 268, and six weights were 227 to 246. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 297 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $82.65, that was $1.29 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $251.32, that was 49 cents higher. And select carcasses at $246.23, that was $1.50 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000. That compared to 107,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running behind 7.4%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 407,000, that compared to 409,000 last week and 353,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter is running ahead 6.4% on a year-to-date basis. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Monday. This is John Michael Marty. Lightning Safety Awareness Week is upon us. Lightning claims 32 lives a year on average and causes at least another 200 injuries. That according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, or NOAA. Considering lightning can strike from up to 10 miles from the actual storm, safety experts say higher caution should be taken before, during, and after a storm. Lightning's one of the most underrated severe weather conditions and isn't taken seriously enough. That's from Eric Van Asdale, the country financial senior loss control representative. Simple precautions can be taken that could reduce your chances of being affected by a lightning strike. There have been 6 lightning-related fatalities in the U.S. so far this year, in which all of the victims were outdoors. Watch and listen. Storms even 15 miles away can produce lightning under clear skies. good weather radio or reliable app and listen for thunder. That can help. When in doubt, take cover in a structure with plumbing and wiring or in a car with a metal top. Center yourself. Even secure locations can still be dangerous when lightning is present. Stay away from doors, windows, and porches, and roll up windows in your vehicle. Unplug. Electronic devices are susceptible to electric surge caused by lightning strikes when plugged in. In addition to creating a major fire hazard, the electrical surge can certainly damage your devices. Use an unplugged cell phone or other battery-operated devices during an electrical storm. And if lightning strikes someone near you, be careful not to approach them while there are still dangers in the surrounding area. Van Asdale advises people to stay aware of the weather and stay indoors during storms. There's no place outside that's safe when thunderstorms are in the area. Time's running out to avoid retaliation by Canada and Mexico in the country of origin labeling disputes, or COOL. The U.S. objected to Canada's request for nearly $2.5 billion in retaliatory tariffs stemming from the recent World Trade Organization ruling on COOL for meat. During a June 17th meeting of the WTO dispute settlement body, the U.S. referred the issue to arbitration, which delays by at least another 60 days Canada and Mexico's ability to seek sanctions for retaliatory trade measures. Statement from Richard Gubert regarding the passage Thursday, or rather Friday, of the Trade Promotion Authority bill. He's extremely pleased that the House passed that and breathes new life into the nation's vital trade agenda and put TPA back on track to enactment. He says, "We appreciate the support of members of our delegation, as well as the work put in this week by House and Senate leaders and the White House to clear a path toward eventual Congressional Trade Promotion Authority approval. We urge Congress to complete its work on TPA and related trade legislation so our negotiators are equipped to bring home the best possible deal for American agriculture, manufacturing, and business in the ongoing Trans-Pacific Partnership trade talks." The Executive Director of Macoupin County USDA Farm Service Agency, John P. Nolan, reminds producers to report prevented planting and failed acres in order to establish or retain FSA program eligibility. Producers must report crop acreage they intended to plant, but due to natural disaster, they were prevented from planting. Prevented planting acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after the final planting date as established by FSA and the Risk Management Agency. If a producer is unable to report the prevented planting acreage within the 15 calendar days following the final planting date, a late filed report can be submitted. Late filed reports will only be accepted if FSA conducts a farm visit to assess the eligible disaster condition that prevented the crop from being planted. A measurement service fee will be charged. Contact the Macoupin County FSA office to file a notice of loss for 2015 prevented or failed acreage. The address, of course, is Macoupin County FSA office, 300 Carlinville Plaza in Carlinville, or call 854-2626 if you have any questions. That number again is 854-2626. That's part two of our farm show for this Monday. Have a good Monday, everybody. This is John Michael Marty.